Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. This week, the series of interviews with mayoral candidates running for office in Northumberland County continues. I will not be interviewing deputy mayor or council candidates. There's just too many of them. However, you can go to the radio station's website or the website for this show to find candidate information. The first interview this week is with Lucas Cleveland, candidate for mayor of Cobourg. Here is Lucas Cleveland. I'm so pleased to have with me today Lucas Cleveland, a candidate for mayor in Cobourg. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you, Robert. Really excited to be here today.
There may be some people who don't know you. So let's start by you introducing yourself.
Of course. My name is Lucas Cleveland. I am a 42-year-old resident of Cobourg. 6 years ago, my partner, Montana, and I began the arduous process of trying to find a community where we were going to raise our son. We spent 7 to 8 months traveling the country, and we accidentally came to Cobourg because my parents had just recently bought a condo here. It wasn't even on our list of cities or of towns to look at. And what happened is we showed up, fell in love with the community, and within a month of landing here to visit my parents, had sold all of our belongings in Alberta and moved to Cobourg to open the market some more. In terms of what that led is over the last 6 years, I have developed, built out, and created a zero food waste market in the downtown core of Cobourg. I have, over the last 6 to 8 months in preparation of this campaign, worked diligently to replace myself with some really talented managers. And on Saturday, I was my last day of work there. I resigned. I launched my website today at Friday at 9 o'clock. And officially start my campaign to be the next mayor of Cobourg Monday of next week.
How are you going to make life better for the residents of Cobourg compared to the last 4 years?
Oh, I think that's a great question. I'd like to take a step back from that question right away and say, I think before I can start speaking to how I'm going to make the community a better place, I think my job would be as mayor is to get a better understanding of the community we now live in. I think one of the concerns that I've been hearing most as I speak to the residents of the town of Cobourg is not so much about what we're doing. It's about the ability to get things done. And I think what I would be able to bring to the table in the next 4 years is a help to the process. I think we need to be working more as a team in this community to come together. And I think what I could offer is the leadership and vision to sort of get us all on the bus. So I think at the end of 4 years with me as mayor, what you're going to see is a more united community, a community with a focus and a direction. So that, say, the next mayor after me has that direction and the community broad-based support to move forward in the direction that makes it better for all in the community.
That's really interesting, because can you give me some examples of where you feel there hasn't been a focus, there hasn't been a direction that's been needed?
Perfect. I could list as many issues as there are voters within this town. Every time I speak to a different voter, it's a different complaint about this project, or it's, hey, where are we on this project? And so what I've sort of done is I've stepped back and I've sort of looked at sort of all of the issues. And I think there is a problem in the process. So, I mean, I could highlight the issue around affordability and housing. I could highlight the issue of, say, the vagrancy and the problem of homelessness within the downtown core. I could look at the DBIA and what we're trying to do to encourage businesses. All of these problems have an overarching theme that they don't seem to be able to go anywhere with any of them. And so what my focus would be on is not so much one or two of these high-end level talks. It would be about the process to deal with these problems and also bringing the community together so that when we decide to make a move, when we decide to solve a problem, all are working towards that instead of fighting amongst each other and trying to decide, oh, this is my need, this is my need, this is my need. No, no, let's all come together at the table, decide what we're all going to do, and then go that way.
All right, so let's take one of the things that you've mentioned and give me an example.
So let's look at, say, affordable housing, homelessness, and vagrancy in the downtown core. We'll just sort of wrap that very complex, layered, and difficult issue as an issue, and we'll just look at, say, that issue. Within the town of Coburg, we have 24 different agencies who are on the ground working with the people on the street. We have the police organizations. We have the churches and their soup kitchens. We have charity organizations. We have businesses like the one my partner Montana, the Market is More, that are handing out food boxes. We are constantly working in different tangents. The developers want to build more condos and are happy to work and build out subsidized housing should there be an incentivization from the community to do so. Each one of these groups is trying to address their problem because they all really care about the community that they live in. But what they're not doing is coming together to decide how we're going to deal with the problem, and then each group working within that vision of solving the problem. Each group is just doing their part. And it's not necessarily as effective as it could be if, as a community, we came together with an overarching vision and overarching plan as a team to tackle the problems. So in the case of homelessness and vagrancy, setting up a group, a community engagement, not by consultants, but by the town itself, to engage with these various groups and doing the hard work of coming to a consensus so that as we try and move forward, we're not constantly trying to get everything perfect. We're just trying to make progress. And I think that's where we need to start thinking outside the box and where we need to start looking to candidates such as myself that are more focused in progress and not perfection.
That's really interesting because the county, which is responsible for affordable housing and for emergency shelters and all that stuff that you've just been talking about. I mean, they have a leadership table that all kinds of organizations come around. There is also a list that they involve with all the, again, all the agencies gathered around the table. What's the difference between that, which exists, and what you're proposing?
Because what I'm talking about, and my job as mayor of Coburg, is to make sure that Coburg is the greatest city, is the greatest community to live in for its residents. And while I will be one of 7 members of the county, and I will work diligently within the county to do what the county can, as the representative and mayor of Coburg, my job is to make sure its residents have the highest quality of life. And I'm of the belief that each individual resident in Coburg wants to live in a city, wants to live in a community, wants to live in a town that takes care of its less fortunate. And I think allowing the community to not only engage with that process, but to suggest, help, and encourage will do a variety of things, but it will bring the community together as a team. And yes, the county should keep doing this, all these wonderful things. And I look forward to partaking in the roundtable discussions. But what I'm hearing from the local residents is that they don't feel like enough is being done. And so let's get them involved so that they feel that they are a part of the solution within the community.
You're saying a lot of things that sound great, but at the same time, they seem like left-handed critiques of the current mayor. Are you suggesting that there's been a lack of leadership over the last 4 years? Are you suggesting that people are not working hard, that they're not accessible?
Gosh, no, none of that. And if that's the implication that came across, I want to address that right away. That's not the implication. Let me clarify. The current mayor, John, has been doing a good job. John is a good man who works hard for the betterment of the community. I speak no ill of John or of the job John's done. Let's be very transparent and very... Coburg is in a transition. Coburg is in a changing period. And what has worked for Coburg, what has always worked for Coburg, I am of the belief will not continue to work for the Coburg that is now. I believe that Coburg has an opportunity here to really unlock its potential. I think there's a movement in this community. I think there has been an influx in this community of people, of talent, of knowledge. And then when you take that and you add it to the insanely amazing community that was already here, there's this quagmire and this powder keg that's ready to explode. And I am not critiquing the staff. I am not critiquing the previous. What I am saying is that I don't think doing things the way they've always been done is going to work moving forward. I think that feeling in the community that not enough is getting done is a symptom of a problem where we're not moving fast enough, we're not getting enough done, and we don't have the people and the processes and the operational know-how to be the city that we're going to need to be in the next 2, 3, 4, 10 years.
So to that end then, I mean, there's subdivisions are springing up everywhere, especially in the northeast corner of the town. What role does the town have in these new developments, and how fast do you think Coburg should grow?
Again, this is a lovely question, and that's something that we need to talk about. There are professionals who specialize in urban planning. There are professionals within our town staff who specialize, who've gone to university, study town planning. You're asking the mayor what I think we should do. I think we should make sure that Coburg is the best possible city for all of its residents. That's what I think. And again, you want a specific answer what I'm going to do with development. I want to make sure that when we develop, that we develop in a way that all of our community can support. And I don't think that's happening right now. And I don't think that's happening. And you know that because of the backlash we're seeing in the community. All of these random subdivisions are just going up. Well, that speaks to the accountability and the transparency. We need to make sure that our whole community knows this subdivision's here. The reason we're putting the subdivision is here. This is what we're thinking about the subdivision here. And the reason the subdivision is here is because we are trying to achieve this. But we don't have this, which
council,
is a vision.
Council has a YouTube channel. I can watch every meeting that takes place. There's the Engage Coburg webpage where people get consulted all the time. There's public meetings that are announced that people can attend and find out where is this lack of transparency that you keep talking about.
Okay. Have you been able to find a bylaw on the town of Coburg? Can you access any data pre-September 2020? Can't. When you call the town and you want to understand what the progress on the waterfront is, what's the answer you receive? What is the goal of the waterfront development project? Where are we trying to take Coburg? Are we trying to take Coburg to be a tourist town? Are we trying to take Coburg to not change at all? Are we trying to get Coburg back to the way it was 15 years ago? What is the vision of Coburg that speaks to the community at whole? Depending on the person you speak to in Coburg, that's their vision. And we have no unified vision of what Coburg can be, the potential. So what I'm speaking to is, let me give an example. Before I was able to open the market and S'more in Coburg, I had to do the community engagement to understand what the heck they were looking for. Then they all told me, and there was 1,000 different ideas as to what the market in town needed to look like. So then it was my job as an analytical problem solver to take all of the things that were being asked of, to go away, to do the hard work, the math, the grinding, the figuring out of what it is that they were actually asking for, what it was we could provide, and then figure out how to provide that. So In order to do anything effectively, you have to know where you're going. I don't believe this town knows where it even wants to go yet. And so all of these questions about housing, development, climate change, transportation, they're all really important and complex issues. And it's going to take a lot of work to figure out any of them. But unless you have a lens by which to analyze the problems, we will never have a concise vision, and we will not be able to actually get anything done because we're too busy arguing about where we're going.
All right, so let's take an example. Let's take homelessness. Now, there are people that are sleeping in tents on the West Beach. They're sleeping in Victoria Park. There's in other public spaces. So take that as an example. So how would you address the immediate needs of these people? Not the midterm and long-term where we're talking about housing, but the immediate need. There was a lot of debate over the summer around this issue. Use that as an example and explain how you as mayor, using your process and your goals and objectives and your vision, would resolve that.
The first thing we have to do is we have to get people shelter. Shelter is a basic need. And unless people are in shelter, nothing else happens. So how do we do that? Well, when you start researching it, there's really only four or five school of thoughts, depending on which way you want to go. There's horrific suggestions like the Greyhound solution, where you just buy them bus tickets. I don't support these kinds of solutions. There's solutions where you bylaw them through, which is you increase the use of bylaws to have police officers chase them through. There's solutions where you build camps. There's places in Texas that have built tiny home communities. There are basically four or five ideas of how to deal with this. And each idea has its proponents and its. Not any one of those is right. And one of the problems about all of these solutions that we're trying to talk about is that every single proponent of those five solutions is so staked and held into their position that this is the only way to fix homelessness. The people who think that it's through building a safe harbor where they can have a camp and tents, and they have to have that without any knowledge about what the police need, why they're against that, why the neighborhood is against that. Similarly, the NIMBYs who are like, not my backyard, we're not building any camps, don't understand that the people that are on the streets are the brothers, sisters, and cousins of their neighbors. That these are people of our community that deserve kindness, compassion, and a place to rest their head. And so what you say, what I'm going to do as mayor, I'm going to sit them down at the table and explain to them that they're all wrong, and that what's right is in the middle somewhere. And that when we all come together and stop holding on to these political ideologies on the extremes, that we can actually make Coburg a better community for all. It's not about getting your way or my way. The way forward, and this is what government is it's about the compromise that's the best for all of us. And so you're right, our communities don't want some kind of tent city. I understand that. I also don't want people to not have a home. So let's get the community residents that don't want the tent city to come to the table and go, okay, no tent city, what's your solution? How are you going to help this community actually solve a problem that is all of our problems? And I think that's one of the things that this campaign for me is really about. It's about communicating with our community at large that community problems are not for a mayor to solve. Community problems are for a community to solve. And the job of the mayor is to understand what the community wants, to set a vision based on what they understand, and then to constantly work to get people on the bus moving in a direction.
Would you let people with lived experience to the table?
They have to be there. If you don't have the homeless, how are you going to get them to buy into the solution? And that's the truth.
When I look through your website, you don't mention taxes in your campaign. There has been a steady increase in property taxes over the last number of councils, somewhere between 1% and 2%, you know, using round figures. So what can you say to people listening who might be concerned about their property taxes going up?
Robert, again, I love this. This is another great sort of which pit do you want to jump into question, and I appreciate it. I mean, it depends what voters we're talking to, because there's a bunch of voters in the Coburg Taxpayers Association who want to see those taxes come down. And then there's a bunch of people on sort of the social movement side of things who want to see the taxes come up. Again, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a commitment to lower taxes? Or are you looking for a commitment to raise taxes? I do not know what we should do as a town with our tax base, because I don't have access to the distinct records of the town. I have advanced mathematical algorithmic function training. I have years of experience with profit and loss statements, dealing with corporations in the tens of millions. Once I get my hands on the numbers, once I start talking to Ian Davey and start looking through the chief minister and am informed of what's going on in the town of Coburg, I'm happy then to open my office, make sure that the community can have engagement with me and talk about that. Taxes aren't charged for no reason, and we all want to live in an amazing city. I am for taxes. I am for, more importantly, accountability and transparency on where the money is going. And more importantly, I think it goes to the teamwork aspect of things again, where we have to make sure that all areas of the community have a say in how our tax dollars are spent. I'm not going to say we should have less, more, or more. I'm all for less taxes. Let's be very clear. But I'm not for less taxes if it means we're not taking care of those in society that need help. I'm not for less taxes if it means we're not paying our police officers, our teachers. And again, that's teachers being provincial, I'm well aware. But our police officers, town staff, the people who need to do their job, a good living wage. So again, it's in the middle somewhere. This is not a more taxes, less taxes. This is, let's all get together, see what we're paying in taxes, decide more openly. And I think that's where, when you start getting into the less tax movement, I don't think it's less tax. I think it's less tax because they don't feel engaged in the process. I feel that their options aren't being spoken to, or they're where they want their tax dollars. Making people feel like they're part of the process means a great deal. And I don't think enough people within the political sphere understand that. I didn't lead a team of 32 to create an organization like we did in 3 years without allowing them to tell me how it is. And my job as mayor would be to make sure I assemble the brightest, smartest in the community around these issues and learn from them, work with them, and come to a consensus of where our taxes need to go. So again, I'm going to refer to, I'm excited to learn. I prefer less taxes personally. I don't like spending my hard-earned money, but I understand that if I want to live in a really good community, then we all have to chip into that. And that means both financially, with our time, and with our input.
Okay, so when you're not doing politics or running for mayor, what do you do to relax? What do you do for fun? Or do you have any hobbies or guilty pleasures?
I have lots of guilty pleasures, but for the last 3 or 4 years running the market and being a father with a child who's now six has kept me pretty busy. That said, I do find time. A lot of my relaxation centers around physical activity, actually. So I do surf on a fairly regular basis. I'm big into both downhill skiing and snowboarding. I've done my fair share of free diving. So definitely sort of on the more extreme side of the sports and the adrenaline pumping ones. It's part of sort of my overall persona of sort of pushing myself always. For me, even when I'm relaxing, I want to be relaxing in a way that I'm pushing myself to learn, to improve. That's actually relaxing for me, is working on myself and working on the person I am so I can be a better person tomorrow.
Why will you be a good mayor?
Because I didn't want to be a politician. Because at the end of the day, my commitment is to making this community better than when I left it, than when I found it. I have no intention of a life of politics. This opportunity that has presented itself with the current market conditions and the recession on the horizon, and our market or the business that my partner and I built needing to sort of just hold steady, and me not really being needed there because I've replaced myself with managers. The fact that this is going to be an uncontested race, which is something I can't stand in a democratic state, has presented me with a wonderful opportunity to be and to present a set of values and a way of running and doing politics differently. So I think what would make me a great mayor is that I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to run a campaign differently. I'm going to have a different platform. And when I get into office, my intention is to govern differently. And so I think I would make a good mayor because I'm not going to do things the way they've always done. I'm going to do things so that at the end of the day, the Coburg becomes the greatest place to live for the majority of its residents. And I think by keeping ideology out of it and focusing on our community, I can't lose.
Lucas Cleveland, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much, Robert. I hope you have a wonderful day.
That was Lucas Cleveland, candidate for mayor of Coburg. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast, or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.